Hola, my little tomatinos y tomatinas. It is I, the ever-present Señor Tomat, and I have returned from a long journey to a distant world that is only a figment of your imagination. Let that bake your noodle as I speak to you about things that you could possibly comprehend. Such is the fact that, much to my dismay, I returned from my great work to find that for the last 3 months since I left you, the pessimist productions Patreon has been stagnanto. Stagnanto! But I will tell you this. I never expected it to become stagnanto so close to the ultimate goal of 4,000 Patreones, which is when Deep Fat Fried gets its own studio space, so it no longer has to exist in TJ's dining room. It is critical for this timeline that they reach this goal, and yet for 3 months we have been stagnanto, and I blame you. Not the people making the show, but you, all of you out there watching and enjoying and feasting upon the content, but not going over to the Patreon, not paying $5 or $10 to become a true Patreone. And you will be blamed when the reaping comes. Oh yes, when the reaping comes, you will suffer worst and most. It is your families, your mother's skin will boil. Your children will cry for their mothers, but no mother's milk will flow into their mouths. They will go hungry because you neglected to become a Patreone. Do it now. Watch the new episode of Dank D&D live now! Now! I didn't say tomorrow. I didn't say in a week. I said right now. Live. Only for patrons of Pessimist Productions. So much more to feast upon. You will find there. I leave you now. Enjoy le episode. And I will talk to you again soon.
Bye, Tomats.
Bye, Senor.
See yous round, Senor Tomats.
A visit from the mysterious and powerful figure.
Our mysterious, all-powerful benefactor, Senor
Tomats. I hate when
Tomat.
He gets like that because it's uncomfortable, but you know I got no control over that. You heard him. We're not to blame.
Yeah, he blames them. We're right. Good. We're good.
And obviously that makes sense. See, like, other people would want to go like, well, if your Patreon is stagnant, it must mean you need to try something different, blah, 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 blah. But it's just like, it's the people not paying us that are the problem.
Yeah. Fuck them.
Good thing this strange, mysterious being, you know, absolved us of all responsibility.
Yeah, dude.
Good thing. Woo! I was going to blame myself for it.
I mean,
right there.
Like, I was looking at our Patreon, kind of like, you know, slow growth and shit over the last 3 months, not really fucking kind of just staying around the same place. And I was like, man, should I blame myself for that? Is there something we should be doing different or better? And it's like, nope. Señor Tomat made it clear.
Yeah, Señor Tomat showed up. It's like, no, TJ.
Nah.
No.
Nah. Don't even try to do a Señor Tomat. No one here can do
it. I know.
A
I'm trying. I mean, I'm failing, obviously.
Let me try.
Hello. Hello. I am a Señor Tomat.
Paul, you want to try it, dude?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Vato? It's me, Señor Tomat. Hey,
you know, you're the best. That's close.
I don't know. I think it's pretty
bad.
You
sounded the best, TJ.
I think yours was closest.
You do it again?
Honestly.
Let's say it again.
Let's say.
Or hear it again.
I am Señor Tomat.
Oh, it's almost the same, dude.
Dude, hashtag TJ is Tomat.
TJ Tomat, dude.
My Tomatinos, you better sign up for Patreon, eh?
That's pretty good. I mean, it's not dead on, but it's pretty good. Yeah, it's the best
you're
of
close.
Us.
You're party trick level, dude. Yeah. You're party trick, you know.
Party trick. Oh, speaking of that, Paul, why don't you do your trick you always do, buddy? Do your little trick.
Oh, because you think you've learned it?
No, I haven't learned it yet. I haven't even really practiced it all. I just want to see it because it's so fucking impressive, dude. Wow. How is anyone not a patron right
go ahead,
now?
Go ahead and... I mean, look at that, dude. How do you not give $5 to a dude that can do this?
I mean, like, where else are you going to see that shit?
I'm buying that shit, dude. Damn.
Hold up.
Let's get a close-up on that shit.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that, dude. Get slow-mo. Engage slow-mo mode. Dun 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 dun. Oh, shit. I fucked myself up singing it. Who do you know that can do that? Who do you know?
No
can do
one.
That?
No one.
No fucking buddy on earth but Paul.
I mean, someone tweeted them trying to do it, but we clearly we examined the footage and it was altered,
doctored footage. Altered. Obviously,
yeah. No one else is able to do it. What an amazing talent, amazing feat.
So, Scotty.
So TJ.
Scotty.
TJ.
You had a big announcement to make. Go ahead.
Yes, TJ is in fact a butt fucking faggot.
No, that's not the big announcement, Scotty. Give us your real announcement.
What an,
we support you, Scotty. It's okay.
I don't have to make an announcement, TJ. Oh.
Scotty, we talked about you.
I guess Scotty's not making his announcement, so never mind. Scotty, you know, just live in...
I have no announcement to make, TJ.
Just live in shame,
Scotty.
Oh,
okay,
live
okay. That announcement, TJ.
Yeah, that announcement.
That announcement. So, TJ, I think we had a little bet about Trumpity Trump.
Trimpity Trump.
I'm not sure what episode or when we or was it on the show that we made it, or
I don't know when it was made.
Well, we made a $500 bet.
To give a little backstory, long ago on a different podcast, me and Scotty made a bet, and it was the bet that I said Trump was going to win. Scotty said Hillary was going to win. And we bet $1,000, and I won.
And live on election night in front of 16,000 live viewers.
On bended knee, he presented me with $1,000. And then we made a new bet related to Trump. And the new bet was $500 says that I say Trump will not get through his first 4-year term.
And I bet for
Scotty said he would.
2 years down, TJ.
So it's been $500, but 2 years.
Well, nearly 2 years.
And you know what, Scotty? Feeling pretty good about this Mueller investigation, Scotty.
Feeling good, TJ?
Yeah, I am. Feeling pretty good. Paul, tell him what you told me. Tell him what you told me, Paul.
Why don't you tell him what I told
you? Why don't you tell him what you told me?
Mueller recently flipped Michael Cohen, who for like 10 years was like the vice chairman or whatever of the fucking Trump organization. And Trump's personal lawyer and dirty tricks guy now is working for Mueller for a plea deal. So that's not good. It looks it's really just ramping up. Like, there's been a lot of shit this week in the investigation.
Wrong.
Like, what else did I tell you about?
Paul,
forgotten.
You're a liar, Paul.
What?
Paul's one, but dude. Number one.
Number one, fuck what? Oh, yeah. So that came out during the fucking... during fucking the indictment of Cohen. Or, oh, Jesus Christ.
Turn that shit off.
Steve just texted me, are you at TJ's house recording? Yes!
Turn your damn phone off.
I guess I fucking have to. Why does everyone only message me when I'm on the fucking show?
I don't know, dude.
It fucking
I never
literally
hear
happens
that.
To me every fucking time.
I never hear that fucking thing go off unless we're live.
I fucking know. I don't know.
Everybody, nobody in your life needs you except for the 2 hours that we record.
I don't fucking get it. It's off. It's all right. Off.
All right, so we're here's good. The thing, Scotty. You're going to lose, bitch. Here's why.
Okay, listen to this. This is crazy.
Okay.
So, Michael Cohen had to plead guilty to a crime. And the crime he pled guilty to was lying to Congress about Trump's business connections. Mm-hmm. And what he said at the time was that Trump had no business connections. What was true was Trump was actively, at that time, engaged in trying to get the Trump Tower in Moscow. A Moscow Trump Tower.
Look,
and he
Paul,
was it was
when,
being...
when people get in trouble, let me respond to this. When people get in trouble, Paul,
yeah.
they cut these bogus deals with the federal government.
Okay. And well, here's my, one of the part of that bogus
Cohen,
deal that we gotta look at. We gotta look at some of the
Cohen's
internal
trying to save his own ass. That's
we gotta look at some of the documents from the Mueller investigation. And do you know what they're calling Donald Trump? You know how they give people in investigations, it'll be like
yeah.
person 4 or investigator sure. 3 or whatever yeah. the fuck. You know what Trump is? You wanna take a guess?
I don't know. What
person one.
Person one.
Trump is person one. Do you know what Mueller was involved in prior to this investigation? Another big criminal investigation he might have been involved in. Do you have any idea what that might have been, Scotty?
No idea, Paul.
You heard of John Gotti,
mm-hmm.
the Gambino crime family? You heard of them?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, Mueller was the guy that busted the Gambino crime family. He was the guy that took Sammy the Bull Gravano's flip and brought down John Gotti, the Teflon Don, the guy that they said they'd never make something stick to. Mueller was the guy that took a shit on that whole operation.
Mueller will not Trump be able to take Trump down.
Trump is fucked. Let me tell you something. I told this to TJ earlier, and this is cool, too.
Hey, Paul, you want to take some action, too, buddy?
Sure. I'm not going to take no action. I'm just letting you know.
I think Paul's saying it's a sure thing, 100%, so why take
Sammy
a bet
the Bull Gravano.
I'm going to up the bet. I challenge Paul to take a $500 bet, too.
That's a side bet.
I'll take a side bet with Paul. Cause
you're not going to be able to afford a side bet, because guess what, Scotty? I'm so confident now, double or nothing, Scotty.
You're that confident now, TJ?
I am going to double up the motherfucking bet.
So, wait a minute.
So $1,000, so we go
double
back.
Or nothing. It's $1,000 now.
Wow.
I want to bet $1,001.
$1,001.
Because I want to be a dollar above you, bitch.
Oh, okay. He wants to make it $1,001.
I'll tell you what. $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And one.
If he makes it to the end of 4 years. No. Another $1 if he makes it 2 years into the
second administration.
No, I want
$1,001 or I'm not doubling.
You're not, so you're not that confident, I guess.
I want $1,001.
$1,000. I'll give you $1,001.
All right, fair enough. I'll still be ahead.
Wow, there it is. It's official.
The official handshake.
Dude, Scotty.
So if Trump makes it. TJ, I mean, that's going to fucking hurt you, dude.
Dude.
And it's going to happen, TJ. Paul, I have sources. I can't reveal these sources, right. But I know Trump is going to make it.
Someone in the chat's like, Patreon is stagnating, but makes ludicrous bets.
That is pretty
funny.
Well,
this is a four-year bet.
Yeah, this is a four-year bet. Yeah, I mean, like, it takes 4 years for this bet to even see results.
Unless he resigns or is impeached or dies or something. Because there are other
caveats. Yeah, I mean, like,
if Trump falls dead from a heart attack, TJ wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know,
there's a lot
it's possible.
Avenues.
He's been acting a little strange lately, dude. He might be, I mean, like.
Yeah, he's wandering
Have you
off.
Seen all those weird videos of him just wandering around vacant-eyed and shit?
I mean, dude, Reagan they dumped the leaves into the pool over and over again. I mean, there's been senile presidents, you know.
It's not the first time.
Yeah, ain't the first time.
Maybe his senility is making him easier to control. You don't even remember he's president most days.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Hopefully.
Anyway.
I agree with you there.
So anyway, enough of our liberal cuck bullshit. It's time to talk about the fucking Ku Klux Klan.
The Ku Klux Klan.
Like, we got, like, flagged hard one time for talking about lab-grown pork being able to be eaten by Jews.
Yeah, we called it Jew pork.
Can we even discuss? Guys, we're going to have to be respectful. But not just respectful with that, like, the gravity of history on us. You know what I mean?
I will say this. This episode does not paint the KKK in a fucking good light at all.
Well, I assumed it wouldn't.
I mean, it kind of
shows
what...
Wait a minute. What kind of show am I part of?
Oh, you were hoping it
You're
was going to be
pro-KKK? The fine reputation?
I guess so.
Fucking TJ,
would you
dude.
Turn your goddamn ringer off?
I have some research on here.
That's fine. Just mute the phone.
I have some fucking research on here, TJ. I had to fucking restart the phone because I turned it off in fucking anger.
You turned the phone off?
Yes.
What?
In anger, dude. Because I
in
kept
anger.
Because I'm telling you, dude, it's this fucking goddamn cosmic thing that I like. Any other time, like, no one needs to reach me. It's like the minute I'm doing something important, it's like ring, 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 ring. It's like don't fucking call
this
me.
This is why I never
don't
turn
fucking
my
call
ringer
me
on for a second, dude.
I mean, I have mine on sometimes, but yeah, I turn that
well,
bitch off.
I have reasons I have to have the fucking phone on.
Yeah, whatever. You're a faggot. Anyway, so we're talking about the KKK.
Why don't you put up some of the current members of the KKK?
Oh, you want to look?
Yeah, let's have.
Why don't you put the damn pictures in order then? All right. So let's take a look.
Take a look at some
let's
proud.
See what the Klan has become. So this is obviously in their heyday, but that's not what we're going to look at now.
Their heyday, TJ? Isn't that what you describe a positive peak? What do you
I
mean
guess.
The peak of their reign of terror, TJ?
Well, yeah, I guess.
Look at them now.
Thriving.
We were looking at this earlier, and I want the audience to weigh in. In the tank top, I don't even have to point out
I'm going
to
go
who.
Ahead and create a Patreon poll for this.
Yeah.
You go ahead and explain to them what the bet is.
I'm betting
is this
female.
A man or is this a woman in the tank top?
I'm going to say it's a woman.
This now, I could see it going either way. I could see this being a man that just got a nice pair of man boobs that and no teeth, that's lived a hard life that probably involved a lot of meth. Or I could see this being a very unfortunate woman. But I really don't know. I'm 50-50 here.
I gotta go with fucking. TJ, what are you gonna go with, TJ? Are you gonna go with man or woman? You know, Austin Powers and go, it's a man, baby. That's a terrible impression, but still.
I'm pretty sure it's just a fucking hideously goddamn ugly woman.
I think so, too.
But, man, I don't know. I think I'm just mostly basing that on a few facial characteristics. But, oh, my God, I don't know.
And as a side question, the dude to the far right of the screen, is he yelling some horrible racial epithet, or did he just stub his toe?
Or did he have a stroke? You notice how his mouth is hanging on one side?
That's what I mean.
I mean, maybe he's not even part of the Klan. Maybe he just showed up here and stubbed his toe or something like Paul said, like, ow!
Or maybe did he just shit his pants and just realize what happened?
Oh, right. No!
Look, here's the deal. The poll is on Patreon, but it is a public poll, so non-patrons can still vote in it.
Yeah, and while you're there.
But you have to go to our Patreon, and while you're there, might as well sign up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So go vote. Hey. Tell us if this thing is a man or a woman, or if you just honestly cannot figure it out.
I gotta know.
I gotta say, too, this guy has zero jaw whatsoever.
But I will tell you.
There's no chin there.
Of the wild
you're right.
Race,
you're
boy.
Right. If without that fucking, without that goatee, he would be woefully chinless. But I will say this about this guy. He looks like he is legitimately having the time of his life at this Klan rally.
So do all of them.
No. That woman, man, looks like it's angry at somebody that's over on the sidelines. This, like I said, the dude on the extreme right looks like he stubbed his toe or shit his pants.
Let's just go through these one by one.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's this guy.
Yeah.
With I don't know what, I'm confused
he
by what's going on
like,
in his mouth
yeah.
area.
I think he's holding up a Confederate flag. He's like, yeah,
I think
I'm
his
proud.
Tongue is kind of hanging
out. Is
his out.
Tongue, is he kind of sticking his tongue out there?
Yeah, he has a really big lip, dude.
No, I think his tongue think is like half tongue. Out there. It's like poking out.
Then there's this thing, which we've already talked about, Mr. No Chin.
No Chin.
This guy who looks like he's fucking.
He's a ginger. Look at the mustache.
You know what this guy looks
full
like?
Full-blown daywalker
ginger. This
guy's
like a car mechanic that would try to rip you off, dude.
He looks like he's like scoping out some chick at the that walked by the Tilt-A-Whirl ride that he operates or some shit.
Damn, I was going for Dirty McCarcanic. You're going for Dirty Carney. All right.
Yeah, he looks like a fucking carny.
Look at the dude in the background, though. He's kind of like low-key.
This guy's having a stroke but enjoying himself.
What about the dude between the two of them?
Like, dude, it looks like he just had a really nice pants piss or something. Like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
And then in the background, there's this skeptical dude.
He's like, I don't know if I want to be here.
He looks the most respectable of the people here, so maybe they should have put him front and center.
I believe in preserving the white race, but I don't know if I want to be seen around here or not, so.
I just love that these people have all gathered together because they think they're the superior race, and they could not be worse examples of the white race.
These have got to be the worst examples of white
like,
people.
This is like when a normal white person just hangs their head in shame, like. Yeah. I wouldn't care what these motherfuckers
believe. Do you think
all
the people here have enough teeth to make a full set?
No. I don't think you've got a full set of choppers in this picture.
I mean, the dude in the background, maybe.
He probably does, because it looks like he's got a normal job or something. He's well-trimmed beard, the hat. He looks like he probably plays golf on the weekends and shit.
So, the title of this video is, was the KKK a scam? What do you guys
scam?
Think? Yeah, what do you guys think?
Or were we talking about like the birth of the KKK?
Well, we're talking about the second wave of the KKK. But do you guys think it was a scam? Like, what do you guys think as far as like when you hear the title of that? Because I mean, I did the research through. I actually knew about this history of the KKK. So, what do you guys actually know about the KKK?
I know that like they. I know that it was kind of a scam. Because I heard they like would charge out the ass for like the bed sheets and shit that they. Like, you had to buy all your Klan uniform shit from them. And I know that it was, like, the price was jacked up. And I don't know, was there, like, membership dues and shit, too? Or
I mean, true of a lot of these fucking weird
right.
societies
what,
and
Paul,
shit.
What do you know about the KKK? Not much, just besides just a white supremacist group? Or
I mean, like, they started operating, right, during the Civil War, right?
No.
No.
A little bit afterwards.
Okay, so after the Civil War. So during Reconstruction.
So we'll kind of get to the origins of the Klan. So in December of 1865, six former Confederate soldiers from Pulaski, Tennessee, founded the KKK or the Ku Klux Klan.
Is this them?
That's just an early artist rendering of what the Klan members would actually...
They used to look more Zodiac killerish.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a downgrade or an upgrade from the current Klan costume.
Yeah, so they started their organization as a fraternal society with ridiculous titles and costumes. They dressed in sheets and rode on horseback for fun, pretending to be ghosts. So, kind of like, they're kind of bored. The Civil War was over. They're kind of...
It had nothing to do with racism at the very, very beginning. It was just these dudes liked to dress as ghosts.
Oh, well it did take a turn towards that. Sure. So, taking inspiration from D.W. Griffith's 1915 silent film, The Birth of a Nation, which mythologized the founding of the Klan, basically, it was kind of the catalyst for the... actually, that's not supposed to be there. Never mind. So, basically, they were kind of just, like, playing pranks. The original Klan was more of just like, let's go out and ride and fuck with people and just, it's kind of like, it's just supposed to be more of like
so
a fun
like
thing.
Blowing off steam and shit after the war.
Soon the Klan discovered that their childish pranks frightened newly freed blacks. Others noticed this and donned their own sheets. Some of the new members, quote unquote, were more bent on terrorism and intimidation than amusement.
Oh, man. So wait a minute. So when the Klan started, it was just like, let's fucking ride around and pretend to be ghosts.
Yeah, it was like
a
relatively harmless...
And then a few black
people
were like, I'm scared. And then people saw they were scared and like, yeah, I'm going to do that too.
Yeah.
And before you knew it, it's like, what started is like, hee 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 wee, having fun.
I'm like, wait a minute, we can use this to intimidate these blacks that are free now.
Goddamn blame, yeah.
I'm sure that wasn't the terminology they used, though.
Probably not.
So, in 1867, Klan representatives from several cities convened.
They were probably like, let us sow discord among the African-American population.
Yeah, I don't think so. Convened in Nashville to establish what they called an interstate self-appointed police organization.
That sounds not good.
Yeah, sounds like a bunch of vigilante bullshit.
So that's
rather than amusement, the new larger Klan saw its purpose as vigilante justice. And as they
wait
write,
a minute, this motherfucker's a juggalo, dude.
Yeah.
What is a juggalo?
So the method of this new Klan was of course violence. It threatened, exiled, flogged, mutilated, shot, stabbed, and hanged. The group's sense of quote unquote justice was grounded in the culture of the antebellum South. Their victims included black people, Northerners, and basically anybody who opposed the KKK's white supremacist vision for society. So they would attack white Republicans. They would attack anyone that was like, the Klan is bad, you know, or we should do... Or anyone that was working towards Reconstruction or integrating these, you know, newly freed slaves or
so
helping them out.
They're basically a terrorist organization trying to...
Yeah, undermine
Reconstruction.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a big point of resentment during Reconstruction is the fact that basically now the Republican federal government is forcing the Southern Democrats to basically free, of course, all their slaves and live with them, and ostensibly as equals.
Yeah, under the threat of violence. Like
they had soldiers.
Union troops patrolling their streets and forcing the integration and stuff.
Yeah,
so
there was no choice. These people had to do it. They lost the war. That was it.
Right. But it was looked at as a big imposition at that time by a lot of people.
If anyone's seen the movie Forrest Gump, so former Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest was the KKK's first Grand Wizard in 1869.
Dude, I love that the leader of the KKK is called the Grand Wizard, dude.
The Grand Wizard. Well, that started because it was just a playful group of people that got together and rode around and pretended to be ghosts.
I'm a wizard. I'm a ghost.
I'm the Grand Dragon. I'm the Grand Wizard. And it just became this horrible thing.
And he actually tried to, it was unsuccessful, to disband the Klan. He thought it was excessively violent, kind of from its origins.
So he tried
to
put the genie back in the bottle, basically.
Which, of course, that did not work.
He'd be a good topic for an entire DFF, too, because he was kind of a brilliant cavalry general in the Civil War, too. Was known for doing these daring raids on vastly superior forces and shit and attacking supply lines and having really good tactics.
Did you just say that a Confederate was great, Paul?
Dude, even people that study the Confederate, study the war, will say that he was a great cavalry leader. There was a lot of great generals on the southern side.
No.
No, TJ?
No, Paul.
They were all pieces of shit.
Don't you remember that? I remember Trump said that, Lee was a great general and shit, and people were like, what?
That's retarded. He was.
Yeah, I know. I agree, but apparently it's racist to
it's
even
racist
say, like,
to say that.
His military skills were above average. Well above average. Nope, that's racist. Sorry.
So, wow. The KKK was most prominent in counties where races were relatively balanced. The KKK engaged in terrorist raids against African Americans and white Republicans at night, employing, of course, intimidation, destruction of property, assault, and murder to achieve its aims and influence for upcoming elections.
Nah.
So it was kind of like, oh, you're going to have an election? They send in the thugs, you know what I mean?
Intimidation at the polling place and shit.
Like, who are you going to vote for, boy? You know what I mean? So, in a few southern states, Republicans organized militia units to break up the Klan. In 1871, the Ku Klux Klan Act passed Congress, authorizing President Ulysses S. Grant to use military force to suppress the KKK. The KKK Act resulted in 9 South Carolina counties being placed under martial law and thousands of arrests.
Cool.
In 1882, the U.S. Supreme Court declared the Ku Klux Klan Act unconstitutional, but at that time, Reconstruction ended and the KKK had kind of faded away.
Right.
So it what the damage had been done to
the
organization.
So they passed the Congressional Act. I mean, it went through the courts. They actually ultimately won, probably, I'm guessing, on free speech grounds. I didn't actually research the act or why it was declared. But
yeah, why would you want to do that? Why would you want to inform these people when you could just breeze on through reading your Wikipedia entry?
That actually wasn't from Wikipedia, TJ. But that's
lazy.
Fine. That's fine, TJ. You know very little about history. You're actually
I know all kinds of things.
You're actually the most ignorant person I've ever met in my life, TJ.
Whoa.
General Nathan Bedford Forrest was Forrest Gump's great-great-granddaddy.
So why do you guys think the Klan came back? What do you think was the catalyst? Do you have any idea? I think you guys
it was that movie, right?
The Birth of a Nation.
Yeah, it was a huge movie. It was one of the biggest. It was like one of the first blockbuster movies.
It actually was.
3 hours right. long. It was a huge box office hit, and it had a really flattering.
So if you could pull up the poster.
I actually have some of the film here.
Yeah, but why don't you pull up the poster? So people, it was actually originally called, it's based on a novel called The Klansman.
Yep.
So this is what, this is actually, the, so D.W. Griffith's The Birth of a Nation.
The fiery cross of the Ku Klux Klan.
Founded on Thomas Dixon's The Klansman, which basically means that was a novel.
I love it.
So, fans about this film. The film is 3 hours long, and it was originally presented in two parts separated by an intermission. It's the first 12-reel film in the United States.
Cool.
So, as a distinction as being as that. The film chronicles the relationship of two families in the American Civil War and Reconstruction era over the course of several years. The film was a huge commercial success. The estimated box office for the film, it's not really known 100%, but it's estimated between $50 and $100 million.
Like, adjusted for inflation or not adjusted for inflation?
That wasn't clear, but I'm assuming that's probably adjusted for inflation. The film was a commercial success, though it was highly controversial for its portrayal of black men, many played by white actors in blackface, as unintelligent and sexually aggressive towards white women.
Yeah, I got a great I can show you a scene.
And the betrayal of the Ku Klux Klan as an heroic force. So this basically showed, like, the Klan, like, this is the Klan back in the day. It's like, this was your grandpappy was a part of this. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah, it was good stuff. Here you go. Hold
on. It's all in public domain, so we can show a bunch of it.
Yeah, hold on. I found a great part right here. Is this it? I think so. Okay. So this chick, she's
look at that. That's a cute little squirrel.
She's minding her own business, right? She's looking at squirrels and shit.
As good white women do.
This has nothing to do with that scene. It's some other bullshit, but it'll be over in a second. Oh, it was a silent film, of course. I best go out and procure some Cheetos. Alright, so she's frolicking and bullshit, and I guess he's worried about her? I don't know.
Well, you know what happens to young white girls that frolic in the woods, TJ.
Alone.
Uh-oh. Could that be a Negro in those woods? Oh, there
no!
is! Hello, little white girl.
Oh, damn, I want to marry.
And I want to marry.
Oh, well, she's into him, dude. Like, you better be into me.
Done, done, done.
On Hedra, you fiend.
Oh, my goodness, no.
He can't even contain his lust.
I want to know what this guy's is. I want to know this guy's stage direction from the director of this.
You're a rape crazy black dude.
Wait, missy, I won't hurt you. Please, white gentleman, save me.
I don't want to hurt you. I just want to rape you real good. They're Doc Holliday's on the case, I guess. I don't know.
It's actually some really genuinely beautiful shots in this movie. Like, yeah, this one here is actually really cool.
Yeah, it's often been printed. It's along with, what's that Nazi one? Like, Triumph of the Will or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like two of the movies that are like, oh, they're technically really well made and revolutionary, but they're kind of...
Yeah.
They're kind of fucked up by today's standards, so...
Yeah.
The message of those films are kind of questionable.
It's like a goddamn zombie.
Yeah, it's a zombie. It's the zombies in pursuit.
Pussy. I can smell her ass was on this log at one point.
It's a daring scene, especially for the time, dude. I mean, it's like there's a pursuit going on.
Yeah.
This is fucking action-packed by those standards of those days, dude. I mean, this movie's like 3 hours long in a time when there wasn't even dialogue in movies. Most films from around this time did not approach that length. I mean, films still don't approach that length.
Like I said, this is actually the first 12-reel film in the U.S. history. I mean, so I guess in some respects you can argue that the film should be preserved. I mean, obviously the content of the film and the message. I mean, clearly this guy's just black. This is blackface.
Nah.
No, of course not. The zombie guy pursuing.
That's a real black dude, dude.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. It's getting more and more dangerous.
Stay away or I'll jump? I don't know, man. I'd just kind of take the dick at that point, personally.
I mean, that's just because you're easy that way, TJ. This is a southern lady of pride. Would never give herself up. She will jump, TJ. Gasp.
It's like public domain shit is cool. I don't have to worry at all.
Yeah.
Yep. It's in public domain. Oh, jump.
Damn.
She dead.
She's dead as a doornail, dude.
Dude, being raped by a black man or jumping to her death shows death, dude.
A southern lady till the end. So this inflamed the passions of southern racists again, and they decided
not just southern though.
Oh no, this was a nationwide thing. So if you want to pull up, TJ, the next picture of William J. Simmons.
Who's that? This guy?
Yep.
Alright, here we go.
That be him.
I'm gonna put him up. This here, William J. Simmons, y'all. Check it out, William J. Simmons in the house.
Mr. William J. Simmons of Atlanta.
I don't know. Don't look at me like that.
Why does he have a hype man? What is William J. Simmons?
I don't know.
This old dude.
I felt like he deserved
to revive
a hype
the
man.
Klan. Yeah, TJ. So picking back on the publicity for D.W. Griffith's film, Birth of a Nation. Of course.
So this guy looked at the film and he's like, this movie is a huge success. And a bunch of people saw it and were like, man, the Klan is awesome.
Pretty much, yeah. Like it riled a lot of people. Like, yeah.
People are like, man, I wish there was something like that today. And this guy's
the Klan is in this movie is portrayed very heroically. Like they're these people. Like they were like the only thing keeping like Southern white people away
they were
from
like
this, the black
yeah,
mob.
Yeah, it was like they were like the Batman at the time, you know?
Right. Like. Well, see,
fighting
like
the forces of evil.
It's like the evil Negro comes and it's like, the Klan is here to protect you, white people. So, of course, Simmons charged new members an initiation fee of $10 each, called a collect token. He also sold Klan life insurance to almost half the first batch of recruits.
Klan life insurance, dude.
What the fuck?
Dude, what a bunch of saps, dude. What a bunch of fucking suckers. So this dude, it's basically like the equivalent of like a bunch of people seeing Star Wars and some guy being like, oh yeah, I'm running a Jedi Academy. We offer health insurance and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Join up, become a Jedi. Just like Luke Skywalker.
So this is what we call Klan 2.0. So in the 1920s, its members numbered in the millions and made up a significant percentage of the U.S. population.
Cool. Here's the chart.
So this is showing the chart of KKK membership.
So, like, it wasn't like the KKK was totally gone. It still had, like, 500,000 members when this shit started.
But then this guy gets fucking going and just like, bleh, 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 bleh. And then for some reason it just goes.
So basically the KKK actually claimed to control elections and counted U.S. presidents among its members. And it's the predecessor of the group in fiction. Never mind. That actually has nothing to do with that.
That has nothing to do with anything?
Well, the thing I was going to write actually was... Well, the thing I wrote about it was...
You're insane, Scotty.
Well, there's a lot of information. You just shut up.
You're crazy, Scotty. You're fucking crazy.
So, rather than a terrorist organization, the 1920s Klan is best described as a social organization with a wildly successful multi-level marketing structure.
So basically, it was just like Tupperware for racists.
Kinda, yeah.
Or like Avon or some other bullshit like that.
So what happened was, so in December of 1920.
All right, December
1920. The KKK hired a PR firm, the Southern Publicity Association, to boost recruitment.
Cool.
The firm had previously represented the Salvation Army and the Anti-Saloon League, but it was closed to bankruptcy at the time. The firm's owners, Edward Clark and Miss Elizabeth Tyler, divvied up the what we call each of the counties into provinces.
All right.
So in the first 16 months, Clark and Tyler had cleared a hefty $212,000 in net profit.
How much in net profit?
$212,000.
$212,000 in net profit.
In 1920.
In 1920.
Well, Simmons, who we talked about earlier, received $170,000, according to business historian Charles Alexander.
All right, and that was when they had 500,000 people. So how much were these motherfuckers making when they got up to 4 million members?
So a campaign by the New York World wound up backfiring when the Congressional Committee investigating the Klan in 1921 brought no charges against them. With this de facto government stamp rule, membership soared higher than the flames of a burning cross. As did sales of hood sheets, the Klan newspaper, and even the sales of obscure titles like Imperial Kligrap, Kleckster, Klagaroo, and Clad.
Klagaroo?
Klagaroo. Someone paid money for the title of Klagaroo.
Klagaroo.
So how much did it cost to be a Klagaroo? Someone was so deep in the Klan that they thought to themselves, I'm going to send me in my $5 and become a Klagaroo.
What the fuck?
I'm a Klagaroo, y'all.
It just shows that this really was just a bunch of dorks that were like,
oh,
bored.
You really want proof they were a bunch of dorks?
Check this out.
Check out their fucking structure here, dude.
The Grand Wizard.
Look at all these ridiculous D&D titles, dude.
The Kleagle.
So look, the bottom of the barrel is if you're just a ghoul.
So that's when you join.
Right.
Yeah, if you join up on the Klan, you start as a ghoul.
Eventually ends up getting divvied up.
Then you end up a Kleagle.
So the Southern, when the Southern Publicity Association signed on, the full initiation fee was $10, roughly the equivalent of $125 in 2015. So people were paying about $125 to join.
Jesus.
80% of the fee was $8, roughly the equivalent to $100. This meant the Southern Publicity Association could offer salesmen an attractive commission while keeping a substantial cut. So it was like, yeah, you can sign people up and you're going to make money. So it's like there's an incentive to sell people into
this. It really was just like Avon or Tupperware or any of these
pyramid
other things.
Scheme.
Yeah, it's just like
you get these dumb ghouls to sign up, you're going to make a
boatload.
And
the more people you got under you, the more money. So it's a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
Before you know it, you'll be the
Imperial Klagaroo, dude.
Yeah, dude.
So listen to this. The Southern Publicity Association quickly built and deployed a national sales force of over 1,000 Kleagles. The KKK's name for a commission-paid salesman. Every time a Kleagle recruited a new member called a ghoul, the Kleagle earned $4 of the $10 initiation fee. At first, the Southern Publicity Association sent two of the remaining six to Simmons and pocketed $250 and handed $150 to a regional supervisor called the Great Goblin. So if you go back to that chart, that you can see that.
Yeah, I see that.
So the Grand Wizard, he's getting his kick. The Great Goblin, the regional supervisor, he's getting his fucking $1.50. The Kleagles are getting fucking money from selling people this shit. So basically, it's all just like exactly it. It's a pyramid scheme. The ghouls are the ones or the suckers who are paying the money. And it's like, yeah, if you know.
But you get in hoping to be, I'm hoping I can get up, rise up through the ranks to Kleagle, to King Kleagle, to Great Goblin, to Imperial Wizard or Imperial
Kleagle.
And that's
just the beginning.
All the way up to Grand Wizard.
And that's just the beginning of how they fucking fleeced you. And the Klan sold
more, huh?
And the Klan sold a lot. Once a new member joined, he was not allowed to make his own robes. KKK robes only came from the KKK approved factories.
I love it.
They cost $2 to produce and were initially sold to members for $6.50, which with inflation is $88 in 2015.
That's an expensive ass bed sheet.
The KKK also pressured its members to purchase a lot of other racist branded swag, life insurance, robe dry cleaning services, helmets, Bibles, swords.
Hold on, wait a minute. All right, so here's what I don't get, right? I get racism. I get wanting to join a club. I get wanting to wear crazy bed sheets and I'm a ghoul and all this. But to buy your life insurance through that? I mean, what?
I mean, wouldn't you rather buy your life insurance from an organization that, you know, appreciates white people?
I mean, look, if I'm going to join a racist organization, I'm going to keep my racism and my life insurance separate fucking things. Just putting that out there. All right, so what else?
Well, that's why you'll never be the Grand Kleagle, DJ.
I guess not.
And that's why you'll never be
Scotty,
a Kleagaroo.
So just start from the beginning. Tell me everything the Klan sold to their stupid members.
It's quite a bit.
Go through
life
it.
Insurance.
Life insurance.
Robe dry cleaning services. Your robe is going to get dirty.
You got to clean that robe.
It's going to need to look nice and white when you show up with your other racist buddies. Yeah. You know what I mean? You can't be like, looking a little dark there.
That robe is shabby there, Cletus. What's up with
helmets.
You?
Helmets.
Bibles.
Swords.
And even specially wrapped candies with the Klan insignia on it. Got to have your little candy when you're
delicious in racism.
Racism can't be delicious, guys.
Once again, you know, I'm okay with, you know, hey, you know, go get a Snickers or something, you know?
You'll never be a Kleagel.
I guess
think
not.
Think of that way.
And of course, members also paid an annual membership fee of $5, and KKK leaders collected an imperial tax on all officially chartered local chapters.
They're Ferengis.
Wow.
Also known as claverns, of $1.80 per Klansman paid out in four parts of 45 cents per year.
Dude, this was a giant money funnel.
This money went directly to the inner imperial rung of the hierarchy. For a time, the Klan leaders, even at the state level, were among the best paid men in America.
Dude, we need to find a socially acceptable group to hate and start an equivalent of the Klan, dude.
Like who?
I don't know.
Dude,
anybody.
Let's start the self-loathing white male society of America.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me ask you this, guy. How much do these motherfuckers make?
Well, so this is actually... a lot of this is derived from a study done with these two guys.
Okay.
Fryer and Levitt. So this is from that. The single state of Indiana generated nearly $4 million in revenue from the for the national headquarters. And this is in the 1920s.
That's in one state.
Yeah. After some modest expenses, most of that revenue would go directly to the Imperial Wizard. The head of the Indiana Klan received nearly $2.5 million annually from the state's operations. The head of the state sales hierarchy pocketed nearly $400,000 a year. That's a lot of money now.
Yeah, right. That's like $4 million now.
Yeah, that's a ridiculous amount of money. To put these numbers into full perspective, in current dollars, a typical full professor during the time earned $45,000 a year. Babe Ruth earned $613,000. And President Calvin Coolidge earned $885,000.
These guys were better paid than the president.
I mean, in one instance, better paid than Babe Ruth.
Wow.
I mean, one of the most famous baseball players of all time, if not the most.
So how much did the Klan overall make? Do you have that number?
Somewhere around, and they put about 10.5. I actually pulled that up. There's a section with that. Let me find it. By 1922, with business booming, the Klan found itself almost bankrupt. Although it had grossed about $10.5 million in the previous years, the looting was so excessive there was also almost no money left.
So basically, the very little was actually put back into the organization.
It was all just pocket. It was a scam.
Right.
It was a giant fucking scam. It was like, okay.
That's why it disappears so quick, because the fucking snake oil cart pulled out of town.
With most pyramid schemes, you constantly have to have new members, and you rely on this exponential growth. And when that growth, as you see in 1925, roughly, when that growth bottoms out, and we'll get to the reason why that happened, you know.
It's a very precipitous fall.
I mean, 4 million people.
From 1920 to like 1925-ish, it's just up.
We'll talk about why that happened.
So over a five-year period, it just explodes upwards, and then it just crashes and burns.
The KKK's popular collapse came in 1924 and 25. D.C. Stevenson, the Grand Dragon of Indiana, which is the state we just mentioned, and several other states, basically a very charismatic guy. I mean,
you have a picture of him? What's his name?
I actually did not pull a picture of...
what was his name? I'll pull him.
D.C. Stevenson.
Good old D.C.
Go ahead and keep talking.
Fryer and Levitt are the guys who did the study, estimated the Klan membership in Indiana at almost 19% of the eligible population, nearly 1 in 5. So, I mean, at a point, it's like they pretty much have tapped the market of people who they can sell the shit to. Yeah, this is a picture of him. So this guy, who's a figure, it was a very, like he's, this guy's kind of like the all-American guy at the time. He's a Protestant, he's a prohibitionist, he's a national white supremacist. So it's like, for these people, that's like, that's really fucking good. You know? So there's kind of a rub to that. In 1925, Stevenson was tried and convicted of the rape and murder of Madge Oberholzer, a young state employee. Kind of, so the squeaky clean image is kind of bullshit. Following her abuse by Stevenson, Oberholzer...
So wait, this dude raped and murdered some bitch?
Yeah. Oberholzer had received medical attention too late to save her life, but she told all in a signed statement on her deathbed of basically what this guy did. The judge found that Stevenson had kidnapped Oberholzer, forced her to drink liquor, so prohibitionist, keep in mind, raped and physically abused her, and caused her death. When the Stevenson scandal broke, the members fled the KKK in droves. By 1930, the national KKK membership was back down to 30,000.
So they threw all their kind of national support behind this guy, and then he ended up raping somebody, and everybody was just like, oof, I'm out.
Never mind.
No more KKK.
Nope. So basically what these guys did in this report and the kind of like historical deep diving, what really found was that this was really just a profit scheme. This, I mean, like, look,
obviously, yeah.
If it was ideological driven, I mean, yeah, that guy doing that would have been bad, but people have been like, well, I still want to kind of support this group because that's what I believe in.
Right.
But honestly, the group was very ineffectual. So whether a new member remained active in the Klan for many years or provided public goods to the organization was immaterial to the Kegel. This fueled growth in membership during the ascent, but resulted in an organization in which the level of attachment of the typical member to the group was likely weak compared to other social groups. So it was kind of just like, you join because, like, yeah, I'm part of this thing, but you're not really that into it. It's not like you're really very attached to this group.
So, like, this picture I have in my head of these dudes, like, meeting and going through all these different things they're going to do, that largely sounds like it wasn't the case. It was just some, like, boutique thing you did. To be, like, the guy among your friends that's actually a member of the Klan and has his robes and shit.
Yeah, it's like...
You didn't really go to any meetings or anything.
Yeah, it's like, I joined. You know, I'm part of this. So even to today, when it came to affecting policy and culture, the KKK was surprisingly effective. With historical political groups and movements, of course, it's hard to really, you know, parse, like... You know, because obviously some people were, you know, members of, like different organizations. Like the guy we just pulled up, he was a prohibitionist. So, I mean, obviously that had a... We know that had a huge effect on U.S. policy with, you know, prohibition existing as it did. As Levitt and Fryer say, the KKK may have thrived in places where hate crimes have occurred regardless of their presence. So it's kind of saying, it's kind of hard to know if the KKK really, truly, deeply affected the number of hate crimes that were going on or lynchings or whatever.
I have a chart about it.
Yeah, the chart. So this shows you, this is national lynchings versus KKK membership.
So
it actually looks like lynchings went down. Yeah, I mean, so lynchings during that time, because you see the peak of KKK membership is here, and lynchings are way down by then.
So to look for the evidence of the KKK's casual impact, Fryer and Levitt compare the 1910 and to the 1920s. Regions with strong KKK, with basic membership of those regions, with similar nativism and white supremacism, but a weak KKK in the early 20s to the period after the KKK's sudden implosion. And if you see that, you can really see that, I mean, didn't really... lead to an exponential increase.
Right. The time of, like, the greatest time of, like, where lynching was happening was well before the KKK.
So you guys know how many KKK members there are today?
I think there's maybe 6,000 to 8,000.
There's only 3,000.
Yeah, okay. So it's even less than I...
So they 3,000?
Like,
yeah, there's only 3,000 KKK members left in America, dude. According to this.
I mean, so really, what these guys said, the conclusion of this, these guys' study was the true genius of the Klan was its laying its uncanny ability to raise revenue. So it was just a money-making scheme.
Man, you know, now that I know the Klan are scammers, I gotta fucking hold them in a little bit higher of a regard, dude. At least the people on top that were just making the money.
So, yeah. Though the target of federal scrutiny for years, the National KKK was finally taken off the American political stage in 1944 when the federal government sued the organization for $685,000 in back taxes. The government always gets people with taxes. Like, Al Capone didn't get them on anything. They got them on fucking tax evasion. Same thing with them. Since then, splinter groups of using the same brand have sporadically resurfaced, but the KKK as a national organization has never returned. So it's kind of just an interesting walk through history of really people, because this is the Klan a lot of people think of. I mean, people know the Klan, like you said, there's about 3,000 members. People know it exists today. But really the big boom in the Klan and like the idea of they're burning these crosses and shit, really it's more centered on the fact that these guys realize, hey, there's this popular movie out at the time, which, like you said, at the time, and we even kind of recognize the artistic value of this. They see this film, it reinvigorates people. This guy sees, like, hey, look, there's a lot of people talking about this. I can use this to capitalize and get a bunch of saps to buy into this shit, buy Klan, prove Rose, get an initiation fee, become part of this thing in the community.
You know what? Maybe we should take the Klan back to its roots, dude. We need to just make the Klan great again, make it more about pretending to be ghosts and riding around town and just having a good time. No racism, none of that shit.
It was only very briefly like that, though.
You know,
I mean,
but
I mean, like the,
let's bring it back to where it belongs.
I mean,
dressing as ghosts,
I think,
and having
I think it
a
belongs
good time.
In the past.
It did start seemingly pretty fucking innocuously, you know what I mean? And I can get with that. I can understand being bored and just wanting to fuck with people a little bit, run around, pretend you're ghosts.
Create some mischief.
Yeah, come up with some
but
silly
But you go from
names.
That to this massive pyramid scheme that really, and like you said, in Indiana, almost 20% of the eligible population had joined the Klan. It was just a money-making scheme. It's a pyramid. It's like, but I think the phenomenon is that the fact that it got so many people to join, like Amway, you know, like Look, everyone has the friend or person on Facebook or social media. It's like, hey, I got a great business opportunity for you. And it's like, sell Herbalife or some bullshit.
Right.
But, I mean, that's kind of relegated to this kind of corner of, like, you know what people are trying to sell you. Like, prepaid legal. Like, oh, you have a lawyer on call all the time. It's like, we know they're scams. We realize what they are. People back then, there wasn't all this wealth of information where it's like, hey, you heard the Klan's kind of a scam. They want you to pay all this money. I mean, this was a national phenomenon. 4 million people. It's like... These organizations,
yeah, they suckered in 4 million motherfuckers. Like, yeah, buy Klan life insurance. Buy the Klan Bible. Buy some Klan candy.
People were spending.
Buy some Klan robes.
Dude,
buy some Klan titles.
I hope they called the Klan candy Klandy.
Klandy, dude.
They might have. Who knows?
One piece of Klandy is included with every letter.
Ku Klux Klandy.
You can buy a bag for only 25 cents.
Now with new butterscotch flavor.
Now 25% more racist.
We ain't got no chocolate, but we got white chocolate.
All the vanilla you can eat.
So it is kind of funny. See, they with the Klan, like, it was like, oh, it's this horrible organization. Obviously, you know, some of these people participated in horrible acts like lynchings and other things. That's not to say it was totally innocuous, but for the most part, it was kind of just like, yeah, I'm a member of the Klan because your buddy was doing it. Everyone was doing it. It wasn't like... Everyone joined because they're just really hardcore racists.
And really, at the core of it, it was just funneling money up to this small group of people.
And the whole thing was just because they saw some shit in a movie that they were like, that's cool. I wish I was like that. Well, now you can be for the low, low price of $10. How much was $10 in fucking 1920?
About $125.
So the Ku Klux Klan was kind of like the first fucking Star Trek, you know, fucking Trekkie convention. They just go and they're like, hey, heard you like Star Trek, buddy. Want to fucking have some Spock
ears? You
know
what? The Klan is the fucking second incarnation of the Klan is just a really shitty fandom, dude. They're just...
Yeah. Want to have some Spock ears? You look just like Spock. Of course, you can only have the ones that we make here if you want to be a true
the
member
KKK
of Starfleet.
The KKK approved ones.
And you send in some money, you can be a you're just a red shirt now, but you can be a lieutenant. You send
you can
in
build
some
up.
Money.
You can build up. You may even be high as a lieutenant someday.
Yeah, might even make science officer. You know,
captain. I mean, look at look. We things can go places. You get enough people to
you
join.
Know, and it's crazy because you know the Klan. If they knew the shit we know today, they'd have been doing all kinds of stuff. They could have had like big old cons and shit. Could have been like. You know, Lynch Con and shit.
Yep. I mean, and the thing is, too, if you really think about it, I mean, obviously, I'm sure people were more racist back then. But, I mean, now it's like the Klan really has almost no membership because, like, the only reason it got that membership was because of the
fact
I was that
just
people
reading,
make money.
I was just reading about the Klan, and apparently, like, it's now mostly just, like, local chapters that are, like, loosely affiliated,
kinda,
if at all, and most of them have under 25 members.
A lot of them, I think the biggest one is, like, in some. There's some really big ones in Idaho, and there's, like, some of the bigger ones are in Mississippi, too, from what I've heard.
Shocking. I can't believe that, having just driven through Mississippi. By the way, this has nothing to do with the Klan, but it does have to do with Mississippi. You know what I found, Scotty, in
What's
Mississippi?
That?
In Meridian, Mississippi, I think it was, I found the last good Taco Bell.
Dude.
Like the last Starfighter, the last good Taco
Bell. I found
Bell.
The last good Taco Bell in existence.
It's in Meridian, you said?
It's in Meridian, Mississippi, which is a town that, it because of what, I don't know what the fuck their factories are producing there, but the whole town smells like a big rank fart.
They're producing the best Taco
Perfect
Bell in North
Perfect town
America.
To have fucking
I know.
Taco Bell.
It was
good
so
Taco
appropriate.
Bell.
And I went there, and I didn't really even want Taco Bell, and the line was super long, and the fucking town was like way busier than I thought some shithole Mississippi town would be, and it was this huge line. I was just like, I don't know, just give me like a bean burrito and like this and a couple things. Dude, when I ate that bean burrito, I was like, oh my God, this is the first time
it was
in
fantastic.
Like years that I've actually had one of these that was prepared the way that it's actually supposed to be. With the beans not being fucking disgusting, dried
hard,
out, fucking
crusty.
Hard, crusty pieces of shit.
Yeah. Dude, I haven't been to Taco Bell in a long time. Like, the last time that they suckered me to go was, like, Taco Bell has fries again. And I had these really fun childhood memories of, like, the Taco Bell fries. And, like, I got these soggy, disappointing nacho fries. I'm like, what the fuck is this Taco Bell? It used to actually mean something.
Dude, there's a Taco Bell down the street from me. It's shit.
I haven't had good Taco Bell.
I live like a mile away from a Taco Bell. I never go to it because Taco Bell has just become dog shit. Like, I might say it was great before.
Go on down, take the drive, Scotty, to Meridian, Mississippi.
Take the plunge, Scotty.
Go get yourself real Taco Bell.
Is that on the way to the Big Chief, dude?
I don't know. Maybe it is.
It might be.
We could make a different. We need to figure out different disgusting. Wait, wouldn't we just be Guy Fieri at that point? Just go to a bunch of fucking. Nasty ass diners and shit.
No, because he was doing it all commercial like. He didn't go to no Taco Bell just because it was the good Taco Bell.
Yeah, we got to go to the good Taco Bell.
And he wouldn't
go
to no Big Chief neither. He was a fucking corporate whore. He'd reach out to these little places and shit that other fucking food bloggers had gone to. We're not looking for that. We're looking for
We're going to the good Taco Bell, God damn it.
We actually
the
drove
good
pretty,
shit.
Paul, when we went, me and TJ and all of us went up to Gatlinburg. We came pretty close to the Big Chief.
So you guys should have stopped by the fucking Big Chief.
I was a little bit
I'm going to fucking... Man, whoever owns the Taco Bells around here is a piece of fucking shit that deserves to be shot.
You can find out who owns them, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to find out.
I don't think they deserve to be shot, but...
All right, well, I'm going to at least write him an angry, disgruntled letter.
I think you should.
About the substandard quality of his Taco Bells. I'm like, your Taco Bells here suck, bitch.
Yeah, tell him to call the Meridian
who's
guy.
Who's the guy that fucking
founded
Taco Bell, like Thomas Bell or some shit? Be like, Thomas Bell is rolling around his fucking grave, bitch.
The piece of shit, dude. Yeah, I can't even eat Taco Bell no more. Yeah. The last time, like... Ashley went and grabbed me Taco Bell. What are you doing, dude? You're playing with your ball over there?
Playing with a dog toy, TJ? You a fucking dog?
It's not a dog toy.
Yeah, it is.
It's not.
It looks like just like a dog toy.
No, I won this at Arcadia in fucking Gatlinburg,
That's
fucking
not a dog
Tennessee.
Toy?
No.
It might as
you
well
You won
be.
That?
Well, it was mostly Chelsea that won it because she fucking got way more tickets than I did at that arcade.
Dude, Stevie found out that some...
She got like 2,000 plus tickets, dude.
Stevie won like 4,000 tickets. He has some machine like he can scam.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Damn.
What machine was it?
I'll have to ask him, but I don't know. Well. Look, Paul.
See, it's fun.
It's Jiggle fun. My fun balls. For the whole family.
Jiggle the fucking ball. So, do we have anything else on the KKK, Scotty?
That's all we have on the great KKK scam,
That's all we
TJ.
Got. All right. So the KKK was a total fucking scam, bitch. Ah!
A pyramid scheme.
And by the way, if you're a patron, I guess we got Dank Dungeons and Drunken Dragons, volume, motherfucker. Should we just give them a preview of that? You want to just like show them some? Or is it already up? Or what's
going
on?
We're
going
to cut. We're going to release a
We're going to be releasing
a preview for you guys
very soon here publicly on this channel for you patrons. I think it's already up or it's going to be up shortly or I don't know.
Yep.
That's pretty much it, I guess. Right?
Yep.
See you guys on Wednesday and, of course,
Friday.
Yeah,
we'll be back Wednesday to do Flash Fried for our patrons. And clips will be out Thursday as usual. And we'll be doing our Flash Fried on, whatever. I don't even know what the fuck it's saying anymore.
Flash Fried, my Flash Fried.
Friday, we'll be back with a new episode.
New episode.
Only for patrons, though.
Oh, there's one more thing we have to settle, actually, before we go.
What's that?
I forgot all about this. It's a good thing I thought of it before we left. These folks here.
Oh, yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. What is it? Let's zoom in real close. What
What is it?
I should play that. I don't even know what that's
called. What is it? That's
You want it all, but you can't have it.
Yeah, what's the name of the goddamn band?
Ah, who cares? People know what we're talking about. If they don't, fuck them. Here it is in all of its glory. There's its body. There's its face. There's a poll on Patreon. It was open to everybody. I'm going to give people a last minute to vote.
How many votes do we have so far?
So far, there are 264 votes. You can change the course of this vote if you so choose. It's down there. It's in our Patreon. I'm going to give you guys a couple minutes to fucking do it. Tell us what species this belongs to, or what gender, at least.
Well, I mean, but
this thing right here. Tina,
we really don't know what gender it's going to be. Because what if this this person?
We don't know how
identifies as another gender, teacher.
We don't know what pronouns they.
It's a they.
It's a they.
You don't have to be a patron to vote. It just is on our Patreon.
It's a they.
So this is a public poll on our Patreon. Anyone can go to it. Anyone can vote. Let us know what is this creature.
I feel pretty confident in my woman vote.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards woman as well, and it seems like the vote's going that way so far. But I'm going to give that a moment to change. I'm going to give people a chance to go in there, change their fucking minds. Paul and Sky both on their fucking phones.
I'm trying to go to Patreon.
I'm looking at the situation.
I will tell you the fucking results, bitch.
I'm following the fucking results
You're
as they
son
unfold.
Of
I don't want
asshole.
You to fucking intervene, TJ, and try to change.
Yeah, I don't trust your fucking you'll put whatever you want up at the top, TJ.
You're right.
Got to keep you honest, dude.
All right, I think we've given them long enough. Well, actually, I'll wait till it gets to 300 votes.
All
right. It's a 291 right now. Get a few more votes in. 300 should be able to give us a nice picture. I see the votes are still pouring in a little bit. You know, I could also... I'm going to try to find a scene in Birth of a Nation that actually shows the fucking Klan, because... All right, so here we go. Here's what these motherfuckers saw this movie and wanted so bad to emulate. So let's take a look.
It looks like they caught the dude that was...
They caught the rapist, and she's dead now, and everyone's all sad. It's time for justice. This is such a noble, evil, vigilante mob.
Guilty.
Guilty.
Of course he's guilty.
You have been charged with black and found guilty.
How do you plead? No one gives a shit. Oh, answer to blacks and carpetbaggers.
They're the heroes of this movie, dude. People saw this and were like, man, I can't wait to waste all my money being like these fucking guys.
Why did the hoods look so different, though?
Yeah, why did they just... They're more like an exaggeration of those, like, German...
like a spike.
...helmets or something. Anyway, let's take a look at the poll. Right now, we have 310 votes in, and here's the breakdown. I'm going to go back to the picture. So, 50 people think it's a man.
Uh-huh.
186 think it's a woman. 74, honestly, cannot tell.
Just can't say.
I'm in that 74 category. I'm with the 74 folks. I do not know what's going on there. You know what? Now that I look at it, though, it looks like instead of one tank top, there might be a sports bra underneath
that tank top.
Oh, shit. You see what I'm saying there?
Yeah, I think you're right, dude.
So it might be a lady.
I think it's a woman, dude.
Dude looks like a lady.
But I don't know. It might be a dude that wears a sports bra because when he's marching
he's got
around.
Massive fucking fat titties.
Yeah, his big old bobbling man boobs get sore.
Damn man boobs all the way out of the way.
Next time I go to KKK march, I'm going to put
on my... You fellas wouldn't laugh at me if I was to wear a sports bra, would you?
It's like, Cletus, take a look at the rest of us. We can't laugh at nobody, all right?
Yep.
All right, so that's another episode down the fucking tubes. And Trump has a message for all the shit talk you gave the KKK.
Wrong.
So see y'alls later.
Wrong.
Goodbye. See you later in the week, you faggots. Goodbye.
Bye.
Good riddance to you.
See you later.